The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, this is one of the things that feels like it's going to creep up on you. And by the time you realise what's been done, the damage has been felt. The Department of Education has removed the phrase complex needs from the criteria for the allocation of special education hours for schools. Now, this has caused outrage amongst parents and school staff as students have had allocated hours cut. With me now to talk more about this, we've got Simon Lewis, who is the primary school principal and member of the National Principals Forum, and Nessa Hill, who is a barrister and director and co-founder of Neurodiversity Ireland. Simon Lewis, to you first of all, without kind of getting into the reads on this, what does the change mean in terms of hours allocated for children?
Hi, Jonathan. Good to talk to you. Yeah, what it means, it depends on your school, is the simplest way I can answer that question. Because the data that's been used effectively is very, very unreliable, and someone might be, say, junk data. Some schools will be doing fine out of it and would have increased their hours, but other schools would have lost hours for children in their schools. So a child with additional needs generally gets will need learning support if they have particular needs, and sometimes that's literacy and numeracy needs, sometimes that's social needs and movement breaks and things like that. And effectively, the removal of the complex needs means that a child with who might not have literacy and numeracy needs but would have complex needs is now forgotten in the system, and that's highly problematic for a good number of schools.
And this impacts not just the child, I presume, but also impacts the classroom, because if those complex needs are not being met with the assistance needed, it falls back to you know who, the teacher.
It sure does. And I mean, I suppose, you know, there's that side of it, but it affects all children within a class. So if you have a child that needs movement breaks every half an hour, every hour, and there's no one there to go with the child in that movement break, the child has to stay in the classroom, and he becomes or she becomes more distressed. That has an impact on everybody else in the class, and so on. I mean, that's just one scenario. There's plenty of them, but it's really, in some ways, children in those sort of situations will be looked after, but the child who isn't distressed and isn't acting out but maybe struggling in their literacy and numeracy, they're not going to be getting the supports that they would have gotten in the past. And then again, so it's essentially we're getting a smaller amount of support for the children in our school, and while some people say it might not affect them specifically, the fact is it's going to affect every child in the school.
Yeah, and again, he said not wanting to get into the reads on this, but it's down to something called the STEN scores. You might explain to us what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year schools do this thing called the standardized test. Anyone who's a parent will probably know what we're talking about. And in your end of year report, you're given a score out of 10, a STEN, to give it a scientific thing. And basically, a child who would be performing averagely in a school in literacy and numeracy will have a STEN of 5. And effectively, the lower your score, the more resource hours or learning support a child would get. But really, your scores in literacy and numeracy tests are not the full picture of any child.
Just extrapolating this out before we bring in our next guest, does that mean perhaps a child who would be maybe has a certain type of autism who would be very high functioning would fly those tests, absolutely fly them, but according to this criteria, doesn't qualify for the extra bits and pieces they need to perhaps pack up their school bag or to make sure that they feel fully involved in the class?
That's exactly what happens. And we've very, very many children in our schools who are well able to sit an English test or a maths test, but aren't able to, organise themselves, or may need a break from the classroom, who may have sensory needs or whatever. So, yes, those children are basically going to be and are being forgotten within the system. And it's been dripping and dripping for well over a decade. And unfortunately, here we are.
Nessa Hill, director and co-founder of Neurodiversity Ireland. We've heard the teacher's perspective. What's the parents' perspective here? What are you hearing?
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for talking to me and to us this evening. And thankfully, Minister Nocton has agreed to meet us next week and hopefully is going to take a positive interest in this. What we're here to say is that the demand for support for neurodivergent children has been increasing exponentially, And we parents know that. And obviously everyone in the public knows about the HSE waiting lists and the amount of need that is out there. And yet the previous minister and her department officials have taken this decision to cut a third of school special education hours. So that means for a third of schools in Ireland, the teacher in the mainstream class is now going to be responsible for teaching all of our kids who have complex needs. And that can only have a knock-on effect then on the entire classroom. So what we're asking the minister to do is to, first of all, consult with the people who know exactly what the complex needs are and who the kids are with the complex needs. And that's me and us as parents, and that's Simon and all the other teachers that that get this. So the department is able to rely on the schools to do the assessment, part of an assessment of need, apparently, for the HSE. But it isn't going to rely on the schools for the data in relation to which children have complex needs that are coming into junior infants.
This is a group of parents who are used to the fight. They're probably fed up of it at this stage to try and get the extra resource that they need so that their child doesn't fall behind in childhood and can go on to lead the best life that they can lead. So therefore, is the calculation being made that parents will roll over on this?
Well, absolutely. I think they've just pushed a huge problem down the line, Jonathan. The statistics that they're decrying aren't available from the HSE. Those are numbers that you're talking about. Those are not child-centred requests for information about our children. And they're talking in this circular, actually, if you read it, it's in black and white. It says that if your child has complex needs, you should look to a special class or a special school. And it really feels like we're taking a step back to the 1980s.
But hold on a second. The whole idea of having these kids in mainstream school, and I know this because I've seen children in my own kids' school, you don't other them. What you do is you include them. That type of diversity, that neurodiversity becomes normal. So that my children go out and meet these other people in adult life, they know what they're dealing with. It's so important.
Absolutely, Jonathan. I mean, in 2004, the government of the time introduced the Epson Act, which the very core of that was to have as much as possible children to be educated in a mainstream setting with the support. And now no government since then has actually commenced the core parts of that act that would fully fund an inclusive education system in Ireland. But this is a very really disappointing step backwards. You know, it really is regressive to say that if you have complex needs, the only place for you is in that special class or special school. And even the language is really heartbreaking. I mean, our children can thrive with people like Simon who fully support our children and give them the help that they need to sit those, for example, those standardized tests. They can do it, but they need the help. I mean, our children, who I represent loads and loads and loads of families with children with complex needs, they can do it if they're supported. You know, they can be a full participant in their schools, in their school, in their society, in their community.
Exactly. That's everything we're supposed to. Simon Lewis, I suppose the impact on in crude numbers terms. I mean, I don't know if you're in a position to tell me what it means for your school, but, you know, what's it actually having an impact on the ground?
Yeah, I can, and I suppose I don't mind sharing them with you. We're losing 15 hours per week of support for children in our school. We have 146 children in our school that have additional needs out of a population of about 430, which is about average of an urban school. And essentially, just like that, we have 15 less hours support.
Is that half a person in basic terms? Does that mean that you're going to lose
more
about
than half? We're losing a teacher. We've appealed it. I mean, even the appeal system is crazy. We put it in, spent 5 days doing it, and ended up getting a generic email saying, you know, we don't have it, and no explanation as to why. So, and look, I mean, I know you don't have time to go into it, so I won't. But if you ask the Department of Education, you may have a statement from them, I bet the first line of it will be how much money they're putting into special education, not about the children. It's about money, this, in my view. Yeah. And unfortunately, I think that's where the issue seems to be. And we really, really need to start trusting schools to tell the department what they need. I was actually on the show with Kieran before, and he mentioned, and I laughed when he said it, but he was right. It should be like your tax returns. Schools should tell the Department of Education, this is what we need, and and it should be given. And if you are going a little bit overboard, there's someone there to say, ho, 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 and check your returns. It would just make a lot of sense.
Okay, Nasa Hill, if I can come back to you. I actually, funny enough, having this conversation, I had a vague recollection many, many years ago, and Mary Hanafin was the Minister for Education, so that wasn't today or yesterday, that she got a standing ovation at the INTO conference because she brought a bucket of special needs assistance with her to say that we were going to make sure that children get all they need. And now, from what you're saying, is we're saying, actually, we're just going to put them into non-existent special needs schools and let them... I mean, I'm loath to use the phrase wither because that's not what those schools do. But if we overload those schools, it ain't going to be good for the children.
Well, they don't have any evidence that putting a kid into a special class actually works or does anything for that kid. And the ambition for our kids with complex needs from the department just is non-existent. You know, saying, for example, you know, they're not factored in because they don't take the standardized tests. That to me is heartbreaking. I mean, they really are showing absolutely no impetus or willingness to make an inclusive education system here with this step. It's so undemocratic as well. Who has decided that the complex needs are no longer important in allocating special education hours? Who has decided that?
It seems unbelievably wrong, yet here we are talking about it because it is happening. Nessa Hill, Director and Co-Founder of Neurodiversity Ireland, Simon Lewis, Primary School Principal, thank you both very much for joining us. And what I'm trying to get into my head here is a child who is high-functioning, an incredible mind, does really, really well in those STEM tests. And then they say, oh, you don't need any help. And as a result, that child doesn't flourish and doesn't come through the school system in the way that they could go on to maybe start a business or maybe become a scientist or maybe do something. And when we're saying to them, oh, you know, we don't value you enough. I mean, that's wrong on every level. I know we talk about things that are wrong, but that is wrong. And it is a retrograde step, no matter how the department might try to dress it up.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.